Darren's here from Eclipse, and it's been increasingly in the news about kids of all ages smoking in schools, but vaping in schools. How did you first get to hear about it?
We got to hear about it through one of our clients just asking us for some form of vape detector. And it was a product that we looked at back end of 2021 and tested. It's always difficult to know how you test it when you didn't know where you had to buy a vape from. But yeah. We learned that part.
Because none of you vaped in your company at the time? Or
not at all, no. Yeah. No.
So it wasn't that you had in your, sort of in your face evidence. How big is the issue now, roughly?
We would imagine now, really, within schools, definitely secondary schools, that there will be a vape community there, and quite a large vape community. You know, we've had some figures put in front of us that would say that the majority of teenage children probably are vaping or have vaped.
Yeah, and are definitely aware of it and conscious of it. Back to the days in our school days, and probably yours were much later than mine, but that was when smoking started to be the, hey, I'm a grown-up teenager, so I'm smoking fags. And then in those days, you used to go behind the bike sheds and things like that. But from what I've read, kids these days aren't quite so hardy, and they want to vape indoors, don't they?
Yeah, I think the nature of it really allows them to vape indoors. So it seems to be a lot more accepted. You know, toilets are a private area, and certainly toilet stalls or toilet cubicles, as we call them, are, you know, seem to be a popular area to vape in.
Did you have to learn about how long vape smells stay in the atmosphere and things like that? You must have had a steep learning curve in finding all about that.
Yeah, I mean, naturally the vapour does rise, which helps us. The sensors that we've got are actually installed on ceilings between 8 and 9 foot height, or 2.4 meters height.
Right.
I
like dealing in old money. 8 or 9 foot is good enough for me.
Yeah, as it comes from America, they're still there, aren't they?
You get the imperial stuff, don't you? Yeah.
The sensor. It's actually a culmination of four sensors that give us a positive vape detection alert.
Right.
Once those sensors have all ticked the box, then we get an alert to say that we've got vape use.
So on a technical thing, is vape smoke is different in nature to cigarette smoke, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Vape is a vaporizer, so it's not actually smoke at all.
Right.
Whereas obviously, in old money, if you smoked indoors in a school, then there'd be a smoke sensor, so you'd be spotted immediately. But obviously, with vapes,
tobacco smoke does tend to dwell longer. Is that because it's heavier and it doesn't disperse as fast?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I'm just doing anecdotal one. We were talking off air about people who vape, and when you're out with your dogs or in your bike, and I'm out with ours, people's whole head disappears in when they vape, doesn't it? And but it does. Thinking about it, it does disperse far faster than cigarette smoke does.
Yeah, it does. It's definitely notifiable in an indoor environment.
Yeah. So when you're selling your product, and we'll talk a bit more about it after another tune and some messages, you're trying to get more and more of it into colleges and schools, I suppose.
Yeah, colleges and schools is an obvious market for us for the sensor. It was interesting when I was first talking to the manufacturer over in the US about the product, I asked them, rather than having all of the sensors, because it's actually a smart sensor, so there's about 15 sensors within the unit, whether we could just have the vape.
Yes.
An obvious question, because that was those were the inquiries we were getting at the time. They explained that there's the other sensors, from their point of view, they were selling them a lot for vape pre-COVID. When COVID hit, then they were using them a lot for air quality sensors.
Oh, okay.
So from that point of view, it covers both bases. We are in talks with a few building companies, a few large office blocks that are suffering with sick building syndrome. Right. So lack of air circulation.
Oh, okay.
And this is quite a good product to actually use for that as well. So we've opened up doors that we never thought we would.
A sort of unintended consequence of it, really. So it can detect not just vape, but smoke and other airborne diseases, potentially.
Yeah, we've also got keyword analysis. So if you put a keyword in it, that could be your help word. So that could ask for help.
I thought I read about that, yes. Yeah. So if kids are getting into trouble in that environment, it can be used as another unintended version for it.
Yeah. Coming from America, we've got gunshot detection. Hopefully we won't have to use that one.
Hopefully we won't need that one.
But, you know, your usual temperature, humidity within the device as well. So it's quite an interesting one.
A bit more sophisticated than we might have imagined, I suppose.
Yes, yeah. And certainly not just a vape sensor.
Not just a vape sensor, but it's a good topical of conversation. Lots more to these vape sensors, but I guess the idea is that from a college point of view or a school point of view or a parent's point of view, they're trying to wean their kids off vape, just like we all did, trying to wean people off smoking, because the early evidence tends to be that they are addictive. And there is something called, there are various names for popcorn lung condition and things they've discovered in America and places like that. So the American connection, I guess you get lots of intelligence on the downside of vaping.
Yeah, we certainly do. I think they're maybe 18 months, maybe 2 years ahead of us on this, really, over in the US. So, we've had some interesting stories come from those guys. But, you know, I think from a school's point of view, you know, you've got the obvious issues with bullying and antisocial behaviour in toilets with vaping. But on top of that as well, I mean, there was a story that came from the one of the partners over in America, that the kids were putting the vapes down the toilets.
Oh, okay.
And that actually caused a blockage in their plumbing system.
Right.
The bill for that was $21,000.
Crikey.
Maybe that's something that we've got coming around the corner.
Just you'd have thought they'd a bit more sturdy, though. You know, I know, you know, our days, you, in fact, there was a pub I used to go to, which always had signs about not throwing your fag end down the urinal. I didn't realise people were doing that with vape stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the smaller disposable vapes, I think that they're about £5 that you can buy now.
Right.
They're very small, so easily just slot them down out the way.
So that's going to cause that problem as well.
Certainly could do, yeah. Certainly, you know, a lot of the vapes that are being bought by the children, students, are these disposable vapes. I think, you know, between £5 and £6 to buy them, but that's 300 puffs, I believe, on average.
Okay. Yeah.
Equivalent to about a packet of cigarettes for, as far as nicotine intake goes.
Yeah.
So that's the worrying part to me.
And I understand that although it might smell nicer than the smoking bit, you can still become addicted to it just by a bit like you can when somebody's smoking nearby. You can still end up breathing it into your own lungs.
Yes, the secondary breathing is definitely an issue with it. Just exactly the same. There's still nicotine in the air, so it'll hang around long enough for people to secondary breathe. As you say, they do taste nice. I think we went for one that was a company colour, so we went for blue popcorn. Which smelt more of raspberry, I thought, at the time. But
right.
You know, it's,
but you've had to do those tests for yourself to see how it works.
Yep.
And so that gets installed like a smoke alarm, I guess, and then your bit at the back is that you link it to CCTV and other triggers to get people down there to manage it, don't you?
Yeah, it can be linked via video management systems or CCTV systems. There's integration to lots of the different manufacturers out there. In addition to that, we can actually just send a simple email out of the system to a monitoring system, or we can flag an alert to a mobile phone via smart apps as well.
So, okay.
There's lots of different ways that we can get the message out. The unit itself is a little ecosystem, really, so it does actually have a speaker, so it can talk to people as well if you wanted to do that way.
Can it? So a bit like if you get a message in a shopping mall about something else, you could do that. You could say, I better not make any names up otherwise, but you can tell them to stop vaping in the...
Yeah, we can say vape use detected. I think that's the general alarm that we put on them. Warning, vape use detected, security's been informed.
That'd scare you a little bit, because, if even if it's only even if it's only driven outside, like smoking was, to some extent, that would be a good thing. I suppose that makes it a lot easier in schools and colleges.
Yeah, it's easier to monitor then, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, certainly the years, 25 years I've been working within and around schools, you know, they always knew where the smoking area was, but now it's difficult to monitor.
Yeah, and so you can do that. Yeah, because of doing international stuff, I checked up on it before today, and in some countries vaping is already being banned except for on prescription. In Australia you can't vape unless you're given a prescription by your doctor as a way of weaning off smoking, which was what they were originally bought in for, weren't they?
Yeah, and I think there's definitely a call over here in the UK, and certainly from the responsible vape retailers to license the retailers. I mean, that's the first stage, maybe. If you license retailers, then it makes it more difficult to get hold of the units.
Yeah. Something that came out last night was people would use more, but they're quite expensive. You said they're quite a sophisticated piece of kit. You don't have to tell me how much they are, but is that one of the issues at the moment, that that if they were bought down in price, there'd be a wider use of them in schools and colleges?
Yeah, I'm sure price is a barrier. I'm to give you an idea, they're about £1,300 a unit.
Oh, right, crikey.
So they're not...
More than I was expecting researched it this morning.
So from that point of view, yeah, the price is prohibitive. The more and more we get that out there in the marketplace, yes, the price may come down, but, of course, the problem in technology is we're seeing the price of chips go up.
Yeah.
Which then isn't going to be conducive with
to bring
the
in the rest
down.
Of it down, yeah. Yeah. But it is a more sophisticated kit than just your average smoke detector, as you've explained.
Yeah, 100% it is. And as I say, it's a total ecosystem. So that's all you need, really. Mm. You can just put a vape detector in your troubled areas. So from that point of view, there's no other real infrastructure required. The infrastructure is already there in most schools, colleges or offices.
So not that difficult to do. It's not like a major issue with that.
No, I think it goes down as an Internet of Things device. We all talk about IoT.
Yeah, yeah.
So as far as that goes, yeah, it just plugs onto the network.